Yeah, obviously there was a little bit of a worry when I came back from the Lions trip. But luckily I've worked hard with the medical staff here over the last week or so. So it's obviously nice to get past fit and looking forward to getting going tomorrow.
What was it, just a bit of a sprain or something? Or?
I actually snapped the ligament in my ankle. So it was a bit worrying at the time, but thankfully it's healed quicker than it should have. And I'm fit and ready to go.
Does it feel like a while ago that you were named in the squad originally, or has it kind of flown by that period of time?
No, it does. It does seem a while ago because we obviously had the trip to the Caribbean first, so it seemed like everything was on that, and then that cut short, and all of a sudden it was in doubt. So it's just nice to be able to sort of look forward to it now and know that I'm going and. Just look forward to getting stuck in.
Take us back to that phone call then. Were you surprised that it came? Were you hopeful that you might be in with a shout of it? Or what?
At the time, I was very surprised. There was a few things knocking about, but you never really know when to believe it and who to believe. So it was a surprise when I got it, but obviously it was an exciting time for me, but it still seemed a fair way away when you get the call 2 months before or whatever it was. It seemed a fair way away, but obviously now we've come to it. It's a very exciting time for me.
There's been a few things knocking about, to kind of use your words, with you and with England for a while. We seem to speak pretty much every week last year about you being linked with England. Have you kind of got your mind around the idea of being in and around that senior squad now?
Yeah, it's obviously what you play the game for. You want to try and play at the highest level. It wasn't something that I tried to think too much about. I just tried to, last year especially, concentrate on Lancashire and try and sort of score as many runs as I can. We were obviously pushing for the title last year for most of the season. So it was quite a nice thing to have the motivation to be trying to score as many runs as I can for Lancashire. And yeah, there's sometimes questions and there's things knocking about, but you can't really think too much about them at the time because the more you think about them, the less chance they have of happening, I think. So it was nice to sort of finish the season quite well, and the chance came up a couple of months ago, so yeah, looking forward to it.
We spoke in the past about that couple of T20 games that you did play for England, how much, actually, I think you said you can use them to your advantage. They might actually be quite a good experience for you in the long run.
Yeah, and I think looking back at it, at the time it wasn't a great experience for me, but looking back it was a massive learning curve for me, and I think it came at the right time. So it's definitely something that I'll be able to use, but I think it's a completely different environment that I'll be going into this time, and obviously it's an away tour, so I'm just looking forward to getting in and around the group and try and learn from the best players in the world.
Been a terrific few months for you, hasn't it? I mean, obviously the captaincy towards the back end of last year was announced, which clearly was a special moment for you, and now a chance to go on tour with England and New Zealand. I mean, can you kind of believe the winter you're having?
Yeah, it's more sort of the couple of months coming up that I've got. It's quite an exciting time for me, and I've obviously got this next month coming up to look forward to be in and around the senior squad. But when I get back, I've also got a massive role to play, captain in this club. So it's kind of been a pretty special winter for me. But there's still a lot of hard work to go, and I've got a very exciting couple of months coming up.
How do you approach New Zealand when you get there? Is it just about getting your head down, trying to perform well in the next, a couple of tour games, trying to take your chance if it comes?
Yeah, there's not much more than that you can do. Obviously, just try and work as hard as I can and getting amongst the group, and just try and make a positive impact wherever I can.
You averaged 50 at 3 for Lancashire last year, but I think you actually said that you felt like may have been a position too high for you. You feel as though whether it's 3 or whether it's 5 or wherever position may come, if it did come, you'd be right there ready to take it.
Yeah, obviously I'd be happy to bat from 1 to 11 in Test cricket. That's what you play the game for. But yeah, whatever it is, if I get the opportunity, if not, I still think it'll be a great month for me and my development, and just being in and around that group of players who obviously at a world-class standard. So it'll be nice for me to get in and around that and learn from different people and sort of bring that back to Lancashire when we get going in April.
And your desire and love for red ball cricket, Liam, that burns strongly, does it, in this era of T20 and white ball cricket and all the rest of it?
Yeah, I've said all along, I think my red ball game is a lot stronger than my white ball game. So, everything I've worked towards has been to play for England in Test cricket. White ball cricket is just an added thing at the moment. But definitely my goal for the last couple of years has been working as hard as I can in red ball cricket to try and get into the Test squad, and then obviously to try and play Test cricket for England. So, that's definitely been my goal, and hopefully I can carry on with that.
What's Chappie and some of the lads said to you here at Lancashire since that call?
Yeah, the boys have been quite happy for me. Even when I was with the lads in the Lions, they were all trying to keep up to date with my injury and hoping that I was going to be fit. So it's been quite nice to have the support of people that I've been playing with. And I think the boys are quite excited for me to get out there.
Is New Zealand a new country for you? Have you been before?
No, I've never been before, and I've heard very good reports about the country. So I'm looking forward to that as well, to tour a new place. But it'll be nice to be doing it with a senior squad.
Yeah, it's a professional experience, terrific. As a life experience, this is super for you, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And that's the good thing we get with cricket. In one winter, I've been to Australia, Caribbean, New Zealand. That's the sort of the nice part of cricket. We do get to travel to some good places, so be a great life experience for me, as well as obviously the professional experience with the cricket.
Keep the tan topped up, can't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Good luck, mate.
Thank you.